Deputy AG suggests organized group is behind Minneapolis protests. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche on Monday suggested that an organized group is behind the protests in Minnesota following the Trump administration's launch of its operation targeting fraud in the state. Last month, two protesters were shot and killed during separate incidents by federal agents amid demonstrations over immigration and customs enforcement and border patrol operations in Minneapolis and elsewhere in the state. The operation was launched, in part, to target massive federal entitlement fraud, according to President Donald Trump and the Department of Homeland Security. Following the shootings, protesters and rioters came out in greater numbers against federal agents' presence in Minneapolis, and the two incidents triggered a nationwide debate over the administration's mass deportation plans. "We had a massive fraud going on all through Minneapolis, all through Minnesota, and suddenly it turned. It turned almost on a dime, and it became suddenly all about ICE, all about getting ICE out and how horrible ICE was doing," Blanche told Fox News' Laura Ingraham in an interview on Monday evening. Blanche said that the federal government received very strong pushback when we raised our hands and said, "Stop," so, yes, we have multiple investigations going on. "It's not something we're going to do overnight," he stated, adding, "but it's not just coincidence that these massive numbers of protesters and rioters and agitators show up at the same time, and they're pushing back on what has been a profit center for fraudsters." In the interview, Blanche did not indicate where or how the Department of Justice would target those networks he referenced. This past week, Trump sent his border czar, Tom Homan, to Minneapolis to take control of operations, displacing Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino, who was in charge of the enforcement plan in the city and others in recent months. The DOJ said it had also opened a federal civil rights investigation into the shooting death of protester Alex Pretty last month. The other protester who was shot was Renee Good, who allegedly hit an ICE agent with her SUV. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced on Monday that agents in Minneapolis would have to wear body cameras in a bid to enhance transparency. "As funding is available, the body camera program will be expanded nationwide. We will rapidly acquire and deploy body cameras to DHS law enforcement across the country," Noem said in a social media post on X on February 2. After Noem's announcement, Trump said in the White House that the decision was up to the secretary but that he thought it was generally good for law enforcement to wear cameras. "They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening," he said in the Oval Office on Monday, adding, "If she wants to do the camera thing, that's okay with me." Democratic officials in Minneapolis and Minnesota have called on the Trump administration to stop operations in the state and said the agent-involved shootings of the protesters were a sign of government overreach. Thousands of aggressive, untrained agents of the federal government continue to injure and terrorize Minnesotans. "This must end," Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said in a post on X. In the midst of the protests, DHS and Noem have said that threats and attacks on ICE agents have skyrocketed since the Trump administration took office last year. A January 27 DHS news release said assaults on ICE agents were up by 1,300% year over year, along with a 3,200% increase in vehicular attacks. The Associated Press contributed to this report.